Blood Lover. Sometime during the 1960s at the Players Pub in London. For several seconds, Jeanette held the envelope just the way a child would, murmuring, "Well, nothing ventured." Fascinated, Julien never tired of watching her. She seemed to glide through the room, a blaze of scarlet in a Victorian gown, only a costume, narrower at the sides than what he recalled as usual during the romantic period. Her hair spoke of sunlight, a color he'd long ago forgotten. Her body moved with an earthiness that aroused him. He had no trouble imagining her beneath him. His thoughts gave way as the noisy pub crowd melded into a colorless mass. Only the two of them existed, locked in the moment, destined. "Hi," she reached out a hand. "Jeanette Price, I take it you're the mysterious Comte de Villiers. Love your outfit." He stood and tried to pull out a chair, but she got to it first. "That's okay. Chivalry appreciated, but wasted." "Slender," she thought. "Late 30s, about my age." The lines of his face were classical, almost sculpted. He might be sensitive, but he seemed withdrawn. He's probably good in bed, she thought. With any luck, even better than good. But there was another worldliness, too. He's a little spooky. "The usual?" the waiter asked. She nodded. Julien held a hand over a large wine glass, half filled with a blood-red liquid. "What's that you're drinking?" she asked. "It is a rare wine of mysterious origin, an ancient blend inspired by one family for many centuries." Sounds great. Can I have a sip?" "I fear this vintage is an acquired taste. It invites few connoisseurs." "Well, my tastes run to the exotic." She tossed him a coy look. He stared into her eyes. "Is he trying to hypnotize me?" she wondered. "I am, I fear, rather sensitive to disorders of the blood, a condition that has afflicted my line for generations, an almost hypochondriacal fear of contamination." Jeanette managed a sarcastic smile. "I understand." She picked up the glass of water that had come with the scotch, drank the contents, and then held the empty glass in his direction. "Pour some in here. That way we won't contaminate each other." He didn't move. Stubbornly, she held out her arm, but finally banged the glass onto the table. "I'll order myself a bottle of this unusual vintage, unless you've got an objection." It wasn't until his cool hand was gripping her wrist firmly that she realized she had not seen him move. In a low, commanding tone, he said, "Let me assure you, what you see here is vastly inferior in both quality and vintage to the caliber of that which I am accustomed to partaking. If you're still intent on this experience, kindly allow me at some future date to introduce you directly to what, for me, is its true essence. Perhaps you will, after all, like the wine. However, I'd greatly regret your sampling an inferior vintage when I know this drink at its finest. Permit my instruction in this matter for both our sakes, if not for the sake of the reputation of that ancient family which has so proudly nurtured this unique blend for centuries." Jeanette realized her jaw had dropped. Normally, she never let herself lose an argument, but something made her say, "Well done, Count." Julien's face was cryptic, but as they clinked glasses, he did say, "Touché."